We often find ourselves captivated by the pursuit of superior visual fidelity, 4K, 8K, HDR. The allure of cramming as many pixels as possible onto our screens is undeniable. Yet amidst this pixel-packed frenzy, we seldom pause to consider frame rate. Have you ever contemplated how the quantity of images flitting across your screen per second might influence your emotional state while you watch? Prepared to delve into some captivating research with us as we uncover the profound influence of frame rate.
What I find particularly compelling is the way this research forges a connection between something as seemingly mundane as blinking and the intricate mechanisms by which we process visual information.
Let's unpack this. Our focus today is a research paper delivered at a prominent computer-human interaction conference in 2016. These researchers embarked on a quest to determine whether the frame rate of a video could genuinely impact a viewer's stress level. Their chosen gauge, you've likely deduced it, eye blinks.
While it may initially appear peculiar, a well-established correlation exists between blink rate and stress. Reflect upon a time when you were apprehensive or ill at ease, you likely blinked with greater frequency. Naturally, other factors can influence blinking as well. But these researchers meticulously accounted for elements such as fatigue.
Indeed, they even employed heart rate monitors to ensure that fluctuations in blink rate weren't merely a consequence of drowsiness, or shall we say, a sudden cardiac event during the experiment. To set the stage, they introduced their paper with an illustration that many film enthusiasts might recall: the uproar surrounding The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey.
Ah, yes. The 48 frames per second Hobbit, a daring endeavor that polarized audiences. Some lauded its clarity, while others lamented its resemblance to a video game rather than a cinematic triumph.
Precisely. That very dichotomy of responses sparked the researchers' curiosity. Is there more to this phenomenon than mere personal preference? Does a higher frame rate exert a quantifiable influence on our physiological reactions to what we observe?
To address that question, they devised an ingenious experiment involving a range of frame rates and, intriguingly, videos characterized by varying degrees of motion complexity.
Envision yourself as a participant in this study, outfitted with sophisticated glasses that meticulously track your every blink. On the screen before you, videos depicting scenarios such as water dripping from a spigot, someone typing on a keyboard, and individuals traversing a room, all carefully selected to embody distinct levels of on-screen movement.
And here's where the investigation takes a significant turn. They didn't confine their exploration to a standard 30 frames per second. They elevated the stakes, incorporating 60, 90, and even a dizzying 120 frames per second into their analysis.
One might experience a touch of visual vertigo just contemplating it. That, I presume, accounts for the incorporation of those thoughtfully placed breaks. So tell us, what were their findings?
Well, the outcomes were, to put it mildly, unforeseen. They discovered that higher frame rates exhibited a correlation with reduced blink rates.
Let's pause there for a moment. If elevated frame rates correspond to fewer blinks, and fewer blinks signify diminished stress, are you suggesting that watching something akin to the 48 FPS Hobbit might be more conducive to relaxation?
That is precisely what the data seem to indicate. Now, it's crucial to bear in mind that correlation does not necessarily equate to causation. Nonetheless, this discovery undeniably challenges the prevailing notion that higher frame rates are inherently more stress-inducing or excessively realistic.
This compels us to reassess our assumptions about what constitutes a superior viewing experience. We readily embrace higher resolutions, but perhaps frame rate deserves greater consideration as well.
It is a complex interplay of factors. Technological advancements continue, but so do our perceptions and expectations as viewers. This research highlights the importance of acknowledging the human element, those subtle physiological responses that we might not consciously register yet profoundly shape our experience.
I find it remarkable that something as seemingly insignificant as blinking can offer such profound insights into how we process visual information. Considering this study involved a relatively small group of university students, one wonders what they might have discovered with a more diverse participant pool.
That is indeed a significant question arising from this study. Would individuals accustomed to higher frame rates, gamers for example, exhibit different blinking patterns? Could age or cultural background play a role? These are all promising areas for future research.
And let's not overlook the potential implications for filmmakers. If they had a deeper understanding of how frame rate can subtly influence a viewer's stress levels, could they use that knowledge creatively? Imagine a suspense film that deliberately employs fluctuating frame rates to heighten tension, or a contemplative film crafted to guide the viewer into a state of tranquility.
The possibilities are intriguing. Filmmakers already use various visual and auditory cues to evoke emotional responses, but the idea that frame rate could become a more deliberate and conscious tool in their creative arsenal is a thought-provoking one. It could potentially unlock entirely new dimensions of cinematic storytelling.
It's as if frame rate could become another character in the narrative, subtly shaping our interpretation of the events unfolding on screen. It leads us to wonder, have we only scratched the surface of what's possible with this technology?
It is a question worth pondering, and it speaks to the broader idea of how technology, even in its seemingly most technical aspects, remains intertwined with human perception and experience. We don't simply absorb information passively, we filter it through our senses, our emotions, and our past experiences.
Undoubtedly. It's a reciprocal relationship. We shape technology, and in turn, it shapes us. The more we understand these complex interactions, the better equipped we'll be to harness technology in ways that are both innovative and enriching.
Perhaps even more importantly, this type of research reminds us to be mindful of the subtle ways technology can influence us subconsciously. It's a call for greater awareness, for questioning assumptions, and for approaching new technologies with both curiosity and critical thinking.
So the next time I encounter someone complaining that a film seems too real because of a high frame rate, I'll have to share this research with them.
It certainly provides a different perspective. It encourages us to look beyond our immediate reactions and consider the deeper neurological and perceptual processes at work.
It highlights that our relationship with technology is constantly evolving.
And that there's always more to discover beneath the surface. Who would have imagined that blinking such an ordinary, involuntary action could hold such fascinating clues about how we perceive the world around us?
It makes you wonder what other secrets our blinks might reveal if only we could decipher them.
Indeed. It's quite fascinating. The next time you're engrossed in a film, I encourage you to pay attention during those quieter scenes, those moments when the action subsides. Do you notice yourself blinking more frequently? Perhaps it's your brain's subtle way of signaling how it's processing the visuals.
It really underscores the remarkable ability of a single research paper to unveil so many intriguing questions and to inspire us to see the familiar in a whole new light.
It truly speaks to the power of a good deep dive. We begin seeking answers only to find ourselves with a new set of questions to explore.
Exactly. Until next time, may your blinks be insightful, and we'll meet you again for another deep dive into a captivating topic.